Below are the generic risk disclosure statements for Bull Equity Linked Note Linked to a Basket of Stocks, Bull ELN, applicable to Exchange Traded Fund, ETF. Product description. If the closing price of the worst performing stock on the fixing date is at or above the strike price, you will receive on the maturity date a cash amount. If the closing price of the worst performing stock on the fixing date is below the strike price, you will receive on the maturity date the physical delivery of the worst performing stock. Investment risk. This is a complex product and is an unlisted structured investment product embedded with derivatives. It is not as same as nor should it be treated as a normal time deposit or its replacement, and it is not protected by the deposit protection scheme in Hong Kong. The product is not principal protected. The return or ways for payment due are determined by the performance of the linked stock. There may be physical delivery of the relevant underlying share on the maturity date, the proceeds of which may be substantially less than your amount of investment. Excludes cash settlement products. In the worst case scenario, you could lose all of your investment. The maximum potential gain of the product is capped or the gain is determined by the performance of the linked stock. You may not receive any potential payout during the entire investment period. Investing in this product is not the same as investing in its linked stock. You are not entitled to any rights associated with the linked stock. The product is not listed on any stock exchange and is not protected by the investor compensation fund. If you invest in the product that contain an early call feature, you may need to bear the reinvestment risk. Issuers may make adjustments to the product, such as change of strike price and callable strike price, as a result of the corporate actions of the linked stock. In some cases, if the issuer determines that the corresponding adjustment is unable to preserve the economic equivalence of the product, the issuer will terminate the product early and pay you the fair value. Depending on the prevailing market conditions, this fair market value may be less than or substantially less than your initial investment amount. Credit and guarantor risk. This product is not secured on any asset or collateral of the issuer. You are exposed to the credit risk of the issuer or guarantor and are constrained by the law and regulations of the related countries or regions. The product constitutes general, unsecured, and unsubordinated contractual obligations of the issuer. If the issuer becomes insolvent or defaults on its obligations under this product, or the issuer is not protected by Hong Kong legal system as it is located outside Hong Kong, in the worst case scenario, the issuer may fail to pay interest on time. You could lose part or all of your investment amount. In addition, if any resolution authority exercises the resolution power over the issuer, including but not limited to UK bail-in power, and adversely affect the product, you could lose all of your investment. Liquidity risk. This product is not listed on any exchanges and there is no active secondary market for the product, and thus it may have no liquidity. If you would like to terminate this product early, you may receive an amount that is substantially less than your initial investment amount, or even cannot be sold successfully. Conflict of interest. The issuer and its affiliates play different roles of this product. Potential or actual conflicts of interest may arise. Market risk. There are many factors that affect the market value of this product. These include but are not limited to changes of market interest rates, the financial condition of the issuer, the perceived credit quality of the issuer, the price performance and price volatility of the linked stock. Further, change in the market price of the linked stock may not lead to any corresponding change or even deviate from the market value of this product. Other risk. If the product is linked with foreign shares, it involves additional risks such as political, tax, economic, foreign exchange, liquidity, and regulatory risk. Investors should be noted foreign securities markets trading rules, which may be differ from local securities market. Currency risk. If the investment is denominated in a foreign currency or invest in assets denominated in a currency other than the base currency, you may be exposed to the risk of loss due to exchange rate fluctuations. You may face an exchange rate risk or exchange controls or any other restrictions, which the return or amount you receive after redemption may be reduced. The fluctuation in the exchange rate of foreign currency may result in losses in the event that you convert the foreign currency into Hong Kong dollars or other foreign currencies. Risk factors specific to issuers of the linked stock adopting the multiple counters model. Where the issuer of the linked stock adopts the multiple counters model for trading its shares or units on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, in Hong Kong dollars, and one or more foreign currencies, such as renminbi and or US dollars, each a foreign currency separately, you need to consider the following additional risks in light of the novelty and relatively untested mode of the exchange's multiple counters model. First, the product may be linked to the Hong Kong dollar traded shares or units, or foreign currency traded shares or units of a company or fund. If the linked stock are shares or units traded in one currency counter, movements in the trading prices of the shares or units traded in another counter should not directly affect the performance or market value of the product. Second, if there is a suspension of inter-counter transfer of such shares or units between different currency counters for any reason, such shares or units will only be able to be traded in the relevant currency counter on the exchange, which may affect the demand and supply of the linked stock and have adverse effect on the performance or market value of the product. And third, the trading price on the exchange of shares or units traded in one currency counter may deviate significantly from the trading price on the exchange of shares or units traded in another currency counter due to different factors, such as market liquidity, foreign exchange conversion risk, supply and demand in each counter, and exchange rate fluctuations. Changes in the trading price of the linked stock may adversely affect the performance or market value of the product, in which case you may suffer a loss in your investment. Risk related to exchange traded fund, ETF. You are exposed to the political, economic, currency, and other risks of a specific sector or market related to the underlying index. Liquid secondary market may not exist for ETF. Changes in the net asset value of the ETF may deviate from the performance of the tracking index due to factors such as fees, expenses, liquidity of the index constituents, failure of tracking strategy. Unlike other funds, ETF are usually passively managed and will not adopt defensive position against any market downturn. ETF may trade at premium or discount to its net asset value due to secondary market trading factors, such as market demand and liquidity. The subsidiaries and affiliates of the ETF manager may also play a role in the ETF, which may give rise to potential conflicts of interest. ETF may invest in single country and sector. ETF with tracking index relating to emerging markets may be subject to a greater risk of loss than investments in developed markets due to, among others, greater political, economic, taxation, and regulatory uncertainty risks, and an ETF may be subject to tax imposed by the local authorities in the market whose index it tracks, and is subject to the risk of change in policy of the reference market. If the linked asset is a synthetic ETF, you should be aware of the additional risks. You are exposed to the credit risk of the derivatives counterparties. In the event of default by any counterparty, the ETF may be suspended and the shares of the ETF may not continue to trade. The ETF may ultimately be terminated. You may suffer significant losses equal to the full value of the derivatives, net of any collateral provided. The derivatives counterparties are predominantly financial institutions, and this, in itself, may pose a concentration risk. Any adverse event affecting the performance of a particular derivatives counterparty may also have a negative impact on the performance of others due to the contagion effect. While some synthetic ETF may hold or have recourse to collateral to mitigate the exposure to credit risks of the derivatives counterparties, the collateral may not comprise any constituent securities of the index. The collateral may also be concentrated in particular markets, sectors, and/or securities issued by specific sovereign or public issuers, which may not be related to the underlying index. Furthermore, when an ETF seeks to exercise its rights against the collateral upon any default of counterparties, the market value of the collateral could be substantially less than the amount secured if the market drops sharply before the collateral is realized, thereby resulting in significant loss to the ETF. And higher liquidity risk is involved if the derivatives that a synthetic ETF invests in do not have an active secondary market. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should refer to relevant offering documents, such as prospectus, to understand more information before making any investment decision.